Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Les Burke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is called out on strikes. One out. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke takes first base on ball four. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte bunts towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Tobin scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Rice reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Burke covering, for the out. Hargrave moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Burke moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Burke moves to third. Wingo moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Burke scores. Wingo scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Heilman scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bassler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. Tavener moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Tavener. Bassler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-0 in the game. Lamott hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Wingo chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Basler fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Basler. Wingo throws the ball into Tavener, who tags Sisler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sisler moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Stauffer covering, for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Mainisch now playing center field. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Dawes covering, for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stauffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stauffer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blue bunts towards the mound. Stauffer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stauffer. Heilman scores. Blue moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to home to get Blue. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawes hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burke bunts for a double play. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a line drive towards first. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tavner takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stauffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stauffer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stauffer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stauffer moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawes strikes out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Haney reaches second base with a double. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Burke trying to get to third. Tobin throws the ball into Lamott, who relays the ball to Robertson who tags Burke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavernier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tavernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Ed Stauffer. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavernier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamotte takes first base on ball 4. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.